Ada sini. Yo
sini sini.
No sini jo.
Sini yo sini dia.
No.
27-year-old Samsudan Isami Mary and about 10 other young people scanned several job advertisements posted on a public notice board located at the center of the ministry's complex in Juba. Mary, who graduated with a bachelor's degree in business administration and human resource management from a Ugandan university, says she has applied for several job vacancies she found on the notice board to no avail.
So I'd been dropping papers, doing interviews, but all along in vain. So things are not working out. I'm about 4 years at home, rolling on the street, looking for a job. But I don't know whether they look at people's name or the job is like who knows who. We don't know.
Mary, a mother of three, says being unemployed in South Sudan is challenging, especially when you have three kids to put through school. James Madut, who is also looking for work in Juba, said oftentimes youth engage in negative activities in the city and rural areas because they have time on their hands.
Assume maybe I apply for 5 years here or 2 years without calling. Maybe I will go home, I will go to the village. And if I go to the village back there, maybe I will also go and meet with other people who have their own idea. Then they will take me to a different direction. Then from there, we will go to darkness places.
By darkness places, Madut means cattle raids or intercommunal fighting, which he says are the main activities of young people in rural areas with no jobs. Madut and other jobless citizens are calling on the South Sudan government to create more economic opportunities for young people. Mary Pitia, Undersecretary in the Ministry of Labor, says the government is aware of the huge number of jobless youth and it is trying to ensure that young people get the skills they need to be gainfully employed.
We are grateful also to some of our development partners like the UNDP, the African Development Bank. They have funded some of the skills for youth employability project, and through it we give skills to the youth that are needed in the market. So they get trained, they're given the skills, and immediately they go and use these skills in the labor market.
PTR says projects funded mainly by international development partners have supported South Sudanese youth in Juba and 5 other states in the country to obtain vocational skills for finding work. Some young people in South Sudan say widespread nepotism in the workplace is holding them back. PTR says the Ministry of Labor has developed strict recruitment policies to help organizations to only recruit the most qualified and not familiar faces or relatives of people already working for the government.
You know, this is human nature. And, you know, to change attitudes is something that we have to work on. It will take time until things change. But we have developed some guidelines, recruitment guidelines, and we introduce, instead of the applicant presenting their applications to individuals in the organization, it should be put in a box and then opened by a panel to safeguard that those actions are not taken to eliminate some people before the actual interviews.
The 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement calls for the establishment of a youth enterprise development fund with a goal of bringing more young people into economic growth and development. That fund has yet to be formed. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.